Section 3. You will hear two students, Syra and Marco, talking to their tutor about their research on the new campus tours at their university. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 27. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 27.
Hi, come in. How are you, Syra? Marco?
Hello, Dr. Khan. Fine, thanks.
Yes, fine.
So you looked at the impact of the new campus tours that have recently been set up for people who are thinking of coming and studying here.
Yes, we thought it would be good to do something where our findings could have a tangible benefit for the university and help to improve the service offered.
Yes, it's a relatively new idea, taking groups of people round the campus regularly to give an overview of what we offer. So how did you go about collecting data?
We put together a feedback form to give people to fill in after they'd taken the tour. First of all, we asked some questions about the information which had been sent out before the tour. We had been told that a lot of people don't actually turn up for the tours, and we wanted to know why.
So, what did you ask them?
If they had received information about the tour in good time before the visit.
That's a good question.
And if they had found the information helpful.
I think there's a bit of a problem with that question.
Quite a lot of people said no, but although we knew there was a problem, we still didn't know what the problem was.
Yes, we should have asked a more open question, like, what did you find most helpful or least helpful about the information? Most people said they had received the information in time, though.
Who did you give the feedback form to?
People who'd been on the tour.
So actually, they were the people who had turned up. Maybe you'd need to think about talking to the people who didn't turn up.
I suppose so. But that could be difficult, though. Anyway, then we asked them about the content of the tour itself. We asked people to rate various things on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the lowest and 5 the highest.
The content of the tour generally came out quite high, about 4 on average. So we know that people are seeing what they need to, though I guess we could find out a bit more about this. However, the length was marked down at an average of 2. We're not sure, though, if this means the tour was too short or too long.
Or both?
Yes, I suppose so. Everyone thought the person leading the tour was very knowledgeable.
Oh, and people were very pleased with the free gifts they were given at the end.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 28 to 30.
So, how do you think you could improve the research methodology and find out a bit more? Syra?
Well, I think it would be a good idea to move away from the yes-no questions and even the grading 1 to 5 and ask more open questions. Perhaps we could actually talk to people face to face. What do you think, Marco?
I think that might be quite difficult to set up. I agree with you about the open questions, but I think we should just leave more space on the feedback form for people to write comments on. We could ask people to answer why not.
I think both approaches are possible, But if you do what Syra is talking about, it will inevitably reduce the number of people you can get feedback from.
Well, yes, but we might get some much more detailed information. I don't think people like writing pages and pages on a feedback form.
I think you also need to think about when you ask for feedback. You might get more responses if you ask for the feedback straight away, rather than asking people to post it back to you. Even with a free post envelope, a lot of people won't bother.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.